Welcome to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Today is Friday, September 3rd, and get your game face on because today is College Colors Day. I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are your top stories presented by A1 Tires and More. A Johns Creek man is one of two sentenced for stealing millions from Synchrony Bank. Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger fired back at federal lawsuit over Georgia election law overhaul. Gary Black gained the Senate endorsement from former Congressman Doug Collins. Georgia shattered its record for COVID-19 hospitalizations. Gwinnett Commissioner Kirkland Carden kicked off the District 1 Town Hall series yesterday. And finally, Georgia joined a 20-state lawsuit aimed at transgender rights. Plus, we'll hear from GDP sports editor Will Hammack to talk about some high school football and local sports.
They had an old storage facility behind the school, and it was used for old desks and drama props and whatnot, and not really being used for a lot. And so they cleaned it out and turned it into an athletic performance facility, and it's really one of the nicer ones around. It's got state-of-the-art equipment, artificial turf, about 4,500 square feet of weights and workout equipment.
Hello, I'm Rodney Skelthorpe, and I own A1 Tires and More in Lawrenceville. It's back to school time here in Gwinnett, and you want to keep your kids safe. So come to A1 Tires and More for your free brake inspection. All of our work at A1 Tires and More is guaranteed. Rest assured, we handle every repair with accuracy, integrity, and honesty. You can find us online at a1tiresandmore.com or give us a call at 770-963-8333. We're located directly across from the Lawrenceville Police Headquarters, and we are A1 on your ride.
Dwight Pearson of Johns Creek and Frank Davidoff of Milton have been sentenced after pleading guilty to a multi-million dollar fraud scheme that resulted in a loss of more than $2 million to Synchrony Bank. From January 2017 until they were arrested in October 2018, Davidoff and Pearson conspired to defraud Synchrony Bank in a complicated fraud scheme that netted them over $2 million. The scheme involved using stolen corporate information to open merchant bank accounts at Synchrony Bank. Specifically, DOJ officials said in June 2018, 34-year-old Davidoff and 49-year-old Pearson opened a merchant account with Synchrony Bank in the name S&G Carpet Stores, a real business that operates in the state of Florida, and used S&G Carpet CEO information to open the account. At the time the account was created, the pair directed the bank to transfer any funds deposited into the S&G Carpet account into a separate merchant account opened in their own names. The pair then established $600,000 worth of lines of credit for 57 individuals whose information they stole. They conducted the scheme multiple times using multiple businesses. They targeted businesses in Florida for the merchant accounts. They also targeted residents in a wealthy neighborhood in Florida to use the fake lines of credit. For this conduct, they were charged with a wire fraud conspiracy to defraud Synchrony Bank, 13 counts of wire fraud, and 7 counts of aggravated identity theft. Each pled guilty to the wire fraud conspiracy and aggravated identity theft. Pearson has been sentenced to 7 years in prison to be followed by 3 years of supervised release and ordered to pay restitution in the amount of $2,379,178.19. He was convicted of these charges on May 17, 2019, after he pleaded guilty. Meanwhile, Davidoff has been sentenced to 6 years, 6 months in prison to be followed by 3 years of supervised release and ordered to pay the same restitution amount. He was convicted of these charges March 22, 2021, after he pleaded guilty. Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger is turning up the heat on the Justice Department over its lawsuit challenging election law changes the General Assembly adopted last March. He announced Wednesday he's filed a Freedom of Information Act with the federal agency to release any records of contacts that it may have had with civil and voting rights organizations in light of the lawsuit. The FOIA request calls for the release of communications between the Justice Department and 62 individuals and organizations, including Fair Fight Action, a voting rights group Stacey Abrams found, the ACLU, the Southern Poverty Law Center, and Perkins Coie, a law firm that represents Democrats in voting cases. The lawsuit, filed in June, accuses Georgia of violating the Federal Voting Rights Act by denying or abridging the right of black Georgians to vote based on their race or color by, among other things, reducing access to absentee voting. Secretary Raffensperger accused the Justice Department of unfairly singling out Georgia For example, the new law's requirement that Georgians wishing to vote by absentee ballot submit a driver's license number or some other form of identification is the same provision imposed by the state of Minnesota.
There's a free Gwinnett Health Fair presented by Publix and Clover Health on September 11th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Lenore Park in Snellville. It's in the gymnasium. Free COVID vaccines, free flu shots, other free health screenings, the LifeSouth Bloodmobile will be there, and Guide Inc. will be providing presentations on suicide prevention and teen vaping. September's Suicide Prevention Awareness Month. Over 40 vendors, giveaways, and more. The first 200 adults in line receive a goodie bag. Also, there's a food drive to benefit local pantries with special prizes for every 3 non-perishable food items that are donated. To find out all the information you need, go to GwinnettHealthFairs.com.
Former U.S. Representative Doug Collins has endorsed Georgia Agriculture Commissioner Gary Black for the U.S. Senate. Here's a brief clip of Collins' endorsement.
I'll step out of this for a minute because last year when I was running, and many years before, I've known Gary Black in and out of politics. And we need people who have the integrity that Gary Black has.
Commissioner Black, who is seeking the Republican nomination to challenge Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock next year, picked up Collins' support during a campaign event Tuesday at Black's farm in Commerce. Representative Collins left Congress last year to run for the Senate in a crowded contest eventually won by Warnock. The event at Black's farm drew nearly 400 attendees and included a speech by former Governor Nathan Deal, who endorsed Black in July. Donald also spoke, and U.S. Representative Andrew Clyde from Athens spoke to the audience by phone from Washington. The state has broken its record for COVID patient hospitalizations and has reached 5,880, a public health spokeswoman said Tuesday. The previous mark was set January 12th at 5,814 hospitalized virus patients during the third COVID surge. Meanwhile, several other figures reported Tuesday pointed to the devastation caused by the Delta variant, the highly contagious strain now linked to 100% of coronavirus cases in the state. State public health officials reported a single-day total of 10,798 COVID cases Tuesday, along with 86 deaths. Georgia has the sixth highest per capita infection rate over the past week, behind other southeastern states, Mississippi, Florida, South Carolina, Kentucky, and Tennessee. More than 40 hospital ERs in Georgia reported severe crowding Tuesday, and deaths mounted in the southwestern part of the state.
The Gwinnett County Fair is back, and you can get your discounted advance tickets online now. Food, unlimited rides, food, animals, exhibits, the Miss Gwinnett pageant, more food, concerts, a petting zoo, and did I mention all the delicious fair food?
Can't get enough of funnel cakes.
See the Ninja Experience, the Paul Bunyan Lumberjack Show, and more. The Gwinnett County Fair is September 16th through the 26th at the Gwinnett County Fairgrounds. Get your discounted advance tickets online today at GwinnettCountyFair.com. The Gwinnett County Fair is back.
Country music superstar and coach on NBC's The Voice, Blake Shelton, presents Friends and Heroes 2021. One legendary night of country music that you won't want to miss. Yes, South Arena, formerly Infinite Energy Arena, Saturday, September 18th. Featuring special appearances by Martina McBride, Tracy Byrd, and Trace Adkins. With very special guest, Lindsay L. Get tickets now at AXS.com.
Order! Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Get to the money!
In a moment. First, let's review the minutes from our last meeting.
Get to the money!
Get to the money!
Get to the money!
Gwinnett County Commissioner Kirkland Carden is giving his constituents 4 opportunities to talk to him about issues they're concerned about, and those opportunities began yesterday. Commissioner Carden announced a series of town halls that he will hold around his commission district, with events set to take place in Sugar Hill, Suwanee, Duluth, and the Gwinnett Place area. Each town hall will be co-hosted with a local official, which in most cases will be a local city council member. Residents of Commission District 1 who attend the town halls in person are invited to ask questions of and make suggestions to Carden and other officials in attendance at the forums. The events are broadcasted on Facebook Live on the Gwinnett County government page at GwinnettGov, but online viewers cannot ask questions.
I want every trans person, especially every trans young person out there, to know I see you, I hear you, and I'll continue to fighting for America that transgender people, like everyone else, can live in and thrive in and succeed.
Georgia has joined 19 other Republican-led states in suing the Biden administration over directives allowing transgender workers and students to use bathrooms and locker rooms and join sports teams matching their gender identity. The lawsuit, filed Monday in Tennessee, accuses the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission and the U.S. Department of Education of issuing guidance in June that improperly expanded the scope of a U.S. Supreme Court ruling last year. The Supreme Court decision prohibited employers from firing workers because of their gender identity or sexuality. The ruling had nothing to do with whether employers or schools could maintain sex-separated bathrooms and locker rooms, or whether students assigned male at birth could compete on girls' sports teams, the plaintiffs complained. Several bills prohibiting transgender girls from playing in school sports against cisgender girls in Georgia did not make it through the General Assembly this year amid criticism they discriminated against transgender students. However, the legislation remains alive for consideration during the 2022 session. The states participating in the case with Georgia are Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, Idaho, Indiana, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, Ohio, Oklahoma, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, and West Virginia. And now here's a look at Gwinnett Sports with GDP Sports editor Will Hammack.
Will Hammack, let's jump right into it. One of the Gwinnett football teams is now number 3 in state rankings.
Yeah, the Mill Creek Hawks are off to a great start this year. They got it going in the Corky Kale Classic, posted a big win, pretty lopsided win over Parkview, and followed it up with a lopsided win over Norcross, which was a state semifinal team last year. Just a great start. I think in the Norcross game, what stood out is they pretty much everything went wrong for Mill Creek in the first quarter. They got down 13-0 in a hurry. And then scored 41 straight points to kind of take control and run away with that game. I think in the state computer power rankings, they're up to number 1 with how impressive their early victories have been, but number 3 in the state rankings and just doing a great job. They got 3 interceptions that really kind of turned the tide there. Javon Henderson had a couple of those and returned one for a touchdown. And offensively, they're really getting it done, throwing the ball around. Hayden Clark's giving them more of a diverse offense than they've had the last few years. They've been really run heavy the last couple of years. They're able to move it in multiple ways this year, and that's made them a lot better on offense.
You sound excited to talk about high school football.
Yeah, I'm glad it's here. It's fun. It's always a return to normalcy. At least so far, COVID hadn't hit us too much. Duluth had to they lost their game this week. Stone Mountain had to cancel the game. So Duluth had to reschedule, and they're playing a team out of South Carolina now to kind of replace that game. But other than that, at the varsity level, hadn't been a lot of disruption for Gwinnett football so far.
Well, tell me some of the other results from last week.
A couple ones that really stood out to me. I think Brookwood to Cula. Brookwood, of course, lost to the loaded Collins Hill team in the Corky Kale Classic, but bounced back and just destroyed Tequila, what I thought was going to be a much closer game. Brookwood won 44-7, threw the ball around really well. Parkview bounced back from that loss to Mill Creek and beat Mountain View. It was a really close game, exciting game. I think Mountain View showed a lot offensively, throwing the ball in that game with Mason Kidd, and their offense looked a lot better in game 2. Made it close with Parkview, but Parkview pulled out the win. And a showdown over there at Grayson. Grayson bounced back from a surprising loss in the opener. They beat McEachern. Defense was outstanding in that game. Held up McEachern offense in check and won 21-7.
And there's always the Gwinnett Daily Post Players of the Week. So who did you pick for last week?
Yeah, a lot of kids from the games that we were just talking about. Defensively, we went with Javon Henderson, who talked about intercepting 2 passes in the Mill Creek Norcross game. He kind of led Mill Creek's defense there with those big plays in the third quarter. Jamal Anderson also had a pick for Mill Creek in that quarter. But Javon, he's done a great job so far. He's in the first game. He had got some tough luck pass interference calls in the Mercedes-Benz game, but had a great game in this one. Intercepted 2 passes, returned 1 for a touchdown. Offensively, we went with co-players of the week this week. Dylan Lonergan, the quarterback at Brookwood, he threw for 330 yards and 4 touchdowns and showed why he's one of the top junior quarterbacks in the nation. And he's one of the big reasons why Brookwood ran away with that game against Tequila. And then Grayson running back Joe Taylor, he had a huge state championship game last year, really came on the scene as a sophomore, a big, powerful runner. Really hard to tackle, and he had a great game against McEachern, had 19 carries, 153 yards, and kind of played a big role in Grayson. What they want to do on offense is a power running game, and he suits that perfect.
Will Hammack is the sports editor at the Gwinnett Daily Post, and tell me about the big thing that was unveiled at Providence.
Yeah, it's huge. Providence is probably one of the smaller schools around in this area as far as GHSA schools go, and they have a really nice addition over there. They're calling it the Wind Center. They had an old storage facility behind the school, and it was used for old desks and drama props and whatnot, and not really being used for a lot. And so that they cleaned it out and turned it into an athletic performance facility. And it's really one of the nicer ones around. It's got state-of-the-art equipment, artificial turf, about 4,500 square feet of weights and workout equipment. And they've completely turned – it was kind of an indoor-outdoor facility before, but they've made it a completely indoor place. It's 12,500 square feet of place for the athletes to work out. And it's just been an excellent thing for those kids. They're already loving it over there, and I think it's going to make a big difference in their athletic programs. They have kids from all sports that can work out in there, and it's really kind of drumming up excitement for a school where almost every kid in the school plays some sort of sport. So they're so small, they need all their kids participating in something. So it's a great addition, and I'm excited to see how that makes a difference for the Providence athletes.
And, Will, is there anything else good that happened this week?
Yeah, it was a fairly eventful week. I think the big thing that stood out to me, two of our local high school players, they're seniors now, Drew Jones and Riley Stanford. Drew plays at Wesleyan. He's the son of Andrew Jones, and Riley plays at Buford. And both those guys were named the USA Baseball Under 18 national team. So they'll be playing a series against Canada coming up here very soon. Big honor for those guys, and big week for Kennesaw State soccer in Gwinnett. They got two local commitments from two of the top girls players in Gwinnett, Stella Allen of Brookwood and Addison Neal of Peachtree Ridge. So getting those two commitments were big. Kennesaw always has a pipeline to Gwinnett soccer, and they're keeping it going. And Michaela Hayden from Buford, she reached 1,000 career kills in her volleyball career. She's going to play volleyball at Cal. So that's pretty legitimate volleyball when you sign with Cal and the Pac-12 out there. So congratulations to her on hitting that big milestone.
Boy, the high school athletes in Gwinnett County are keeping you busy.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I think when you have places like Cal, we had two soccer players this year also signed with Cal. So really teams from all over the country are coming to Gwinnett to get talent. So it's fun to keep up with.
Monster Jam fires up the engines. The legendary Gravedigger, Megalodon, and more compete in intense competitions of speed and skill. This year's championship lineup includes world record holders who push their trucks to the limit. Experience full throttle family fun. Monster Jam. Coming to Gas South Arena, formerly Infinite Energy Arena, September 10th through 12th. Brought to you by BKT Tires and Direct Auto Insurance. Get your tickets today.
Engineered Solutions is your locally owned and operated commercial and residential foundation company that specializes in foundation repair, basement waterproofing, and crawl space encapsulation.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to.
678-ESOG-MOW.
Thanks for listening to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or your Google Home Briefing. And be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Kezia May, copywriter. All rights reserved.